Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pat Dobson. And now, play ball. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Doyle moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Red Sox. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hendrick strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans throws the ball into Burleson, who tags Spikes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spikes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hisa now playing third base. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Cardi reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Doyle applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Howard now playing first base. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Stan Thomas now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice strikes out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.